Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
No, no, I want an official Red Ryder carbine action 200 shot range.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of black.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Okay. It would have been brilliant.
Yeah. I had it dead on the first time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I didn't arm the tracker.
It would have been brilliant.
Yeah, and then Joe was going to do the...
You should try out, kid.
Although I went nice. Yogi with mine.
And welcome to another totally professional, stunningly on point, Kinky and the Geek. This is one of your hosts, Fleshvine, a.k.a. Kinky.
And this is Mighty Bill, the Geek.
And this is our kind of quasi-Christmas episode.
Yes.
Which we didn't really come up with anything, and I feel like we should have come up with something. We had the shopping list last year. And that was really fun, and we all did research. And this year, I think you and I work retail.
Yeah. Well, I think it's also no one really said, "Hey, let's do the." No one said, "Hey, let's do another shopping list."
Well, and I've had so much other stuff going on, and
you're
right in the thick of retail hell, and you know.
Luckily, I've been able to stay off the floor.
That. Yeah.
Although I will tell, this is something I want to bring up. I have noticed a few times I've had to go out. To do, because I'll work in the back and I process the clothing. Mm-hmm. When we're done with that and it's not time to go home, I'll start doing like luggage and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'll put the luggage out. Everything else I seem to process, I don't put out unless I really have to.
Right.
So I, when I put out luggage, okay, I'm a big guy. And the luggage is on this thing we call a U-boat.
Okay.
Which is at least 5 feet long. About 4 feet long. Almost as tall as I am, height-wise.
Okay.
So it's a long thing and it makes noise.
Okay.
The sheer just people not wanting to get the fuck out of your way and not paying attention.
Yeah.
You know, where there's a guy staring at an end cap. He's not, like, picking up, looking at something. Mm-hmm. He's got, like, this blank, don't have a thought in my head as I stare at this look on his face.
Right.
Or people who just come rushing through the aisles.
You know, but you gotta be sympathetic. I mean, they are probably fucking exhausted.
This is not just Christmas. Okay. This is just the... I'm not going to notice the people that work here unless I really, really need to talk to them.
Right.
Mentality, it seems like some people have.
Yeah.
And they just don't want to, you know, it's like, yes, you are the customer, you're bringing us money, but we have to put the stuff out. So, yes, you may have to get out of our way so we can get the merchandise on the floor for you.
You know, hey, jackass, move it.
Right.
You know,
and it's not like a Walmart or a Target that have the overnight shifts that can do this.
Right, right. Yeah, truthfully, it's been a little bit busier here at the shop. Actually, it's kind of a good time of year because, as far as being at the shop, because instead of the people who are regulars who come in and they want their recipes and they want us to put together and you have to do a lot of work to put one of those together, they're spending money on someone else, so they're not coming in. The people who are coming in are people who are like, he wants this brew kit thingy, and you show it to him, and they buy it.
Right.
I mean, they drop lots of money, and then they leave.
Right. You know,
they don't care about it. They don't want to ask any questions. They're not the ones brewing it. They're buying it for a gift.
Right.
And
which might bring new customers later, too.
Exactly. In January, we're going to be putting together recipes for those people who got kits in December.
Right.
So January's insane, but for my chats... It's not any crazier because I'm not taking any more chats. I still have the same number of chats, the same parameters that I have any other time of year. However, people are just in a nasty mood. I mean, people are just jackasses. They have been at the mall all day and they want to take all their shit out on me. So I've just had, like when I logged in, what was it, yesterday? I just got the first 5 chats where people who are miserable and pissed off about something.
Right.
So
yeah. I've come to the conclusion that the reason people get nasty with retail help is because they can.
Right, and they just want to take their frustration.
Because you're not allowed to retaliate.
Right. Right, because people are assholes.
Yeah,
people are generally just assholes,
and they don't have the power. It's kind of like the same theories about the people who become members of homeowners associations. They have absolutely no power at work, and here's this little kingdom they can control.
Right, exactly,
so they can rule with an iron fist.
What was that from Kids in the Hall, where the one guy is promoted to the manager of office supplies, and he's like, I've gone mad with my tiny amount of power, and he's like, he won't give anyone any office supplies. It's Kevin, is it Kevin Smith, the tall one with the curly hair?
Oh no.
He's like, I've gone mad with my minuscule amount of power, and he's just like the office supply Nazi.
Right. Yeah, it's just because it's like the guy, it's like the, you know, from the description from the Pink Floyd, you know, the teacher who has the overbearing wife, and then comes to school and takes it out on the kids,
because
that's where he has power.
Yeah, that's true. That's
And I've gotten to the point now in my life to where if I get called up to the register, and someone in line says, you know, if I hear the "it's about time" or something like that, I'm going to turn around and walk away because that kind of shit. No. If you're going to bitch about me coming to help you out, you're not going to get my help.
Right.
I mean, they can reprimand me, they can write me up, but I'm not going to put up. Because, I'm in just as much stress, holiday stress, as you are.
Right.
Just because I happen to be behind a counter doesn't mean I'm any less of a person. Yeah. Or you have any right to, because that was pissed me off one time during the morning meeting. My manager said something along the lines that, you know, they have a right to be pissed off. It's like, or they have basically said they have a right. It's like, no,
you
they
have
don't.
A right to be pissed
I didn't
off.
Say this out loud to them, but it's like, no, they don't have a right to treat me like shit just because you're having a bad day.
Right.
You know, if you come in at, you know, with everybody else at noon working on, you know, coming to shop, and you're trying to get back to work because you have to be back by a certain time.
Yeah,
maybe you shouldn't go shop. Yeah, don't go shopping on your lunch hour
don't make
again.
Stupid decisions, and you won't, you know, be in a time crunch. That's okay. First of all, you know who's enjoying this and listening to it and nodding?
It's DS.
Because he's right. Oh my God,
he's got hallelujah going through his head.
But I've kind of gotten to the point where my job, the chat job, is like so high stress, and we're graded on our numbers and all the sales. And I've been there for about 16 months, and I have been, since I started that stupid fucking job, and if anyone wants to know who it is, message me and I'll tell you exactly who it is and who not to work for. Ever since I have started, I have been in constant fear of losing my job.
Right.
And just this switch clicked a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, I don't fucking care. I'm not afraid anymore.
Right.
And if I need to take an hour off here and there, I'll take an hour off. And I couldn't give a fuck what my numbers are, because you guys aren't giving us the tools, and I'm not going to sit around here and be afraid anymore.
Right, especially if you're supposed to be doing, because the way you've been doing it, you're supposed to be working with a certain customer base.
Right.
And you keep getting the wrong customer base. So that's something fucked up on their end.
Well, and you know, I've sent my supervisor 3 different emails that she won't answer, and I try really hard to work within the system, but they don't give you the tools.
Right.
They'll release new phones and then not tell us about them, and then we get graded for not knowing this shit, and we get bad customer service numbers because we don't know anything because they're not telling us. And I'm just fuck it, I don't care anymore. I just show up and I do my thing. And
you know what? That's all anybody really can. You show up, you do your job, do your best of your ability.
Yeah.
And let the chips fall where they may.
So, you know what? That was the job bitching portion of the show, and we have that a lot lately.
Well, it's also Christmas time. And although I'm not, I mean, it's...
I don't think anyone who's ever worked retail is nodding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
we only other people, the only other people that probably have it worse on a more regular basis are probably people who work in the food industry.
Right. And that's why, you know, I try so hard to be nice to everyone. Yeah. I don't care if they're assholes. I don't care if they're surly. I try really hard to be nice to everyone.
Especially, again, this time of year, because there are so many people who are going out and eating out, and you get the larger parties because people will have little get-togethers. Like, we had our geek gang at a wonderful little cafe in Atlanta. Cafe, someone say the name for me.
Intermezzo.
Thank you. Although, our waiter was kind of a snot.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though. Even if they're jerks, you don't know. They could have, you know, just had a parent pass away or lost their house or their spouse just left them. You don't know what's going on in their life. Maybe they have a reason to be a jackass.
Well, it's not as much. It wasn't more. It was more almost kind of snobby. Mm-hmm. Not as much just being downright surly.
Yeah.
But it was more like I'm not really worried about... It's... Yeah. But it's in the perimeter area. It's more the fancy, and we're not fancy, even though we were dressed fairly.
We dressed up.
So.
Well, and we should take this opportunity to mention that we do have the fabulous foursome together. So, we'd like to welcome Aruko Uewell and Phantom V48.
Hi.
Hi.
Which I know Phantom V48 is never here.
No, he's never here.
Yeah, so.
I was just thinking your in-studio audience doubled.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's a standing room only for the studio audience.
Well, we had to get the bitching off the chest first. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're certainly pissed off.
But we really shouldn't be because we're all nice and full from a lovely dinner.
At where do we go?
We go to Genghis Grill.
And it was awesome.
It's a chain. It's a Mongolian barbecue chain.
Love that place.
If you have a place nearby, check it out. You can literally go wild with combinations.
Yeah. And we had gone a week ago, which is the reason we didn't record last week is because it was Phantom's and my anniversary.
Yeah, I mentioned that on the...
I can't believe it's only been a week. We've gone twice in 8 days.
You're going next week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we are, actually. We're going for your birthday next week.
Yeah.
So we really like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's
a nice little mix between a fast food restaurant and a sit-down place.
It's relaxed, like a fast food, just you don't have to worry about what you're wearing or whatever, but it's nice and, I love that place. I freaking love it.
You could probably go there every day for a month and not have the same thing.
Yeah.
Because you're just on the different combinations of spices and vegetables and meat and all that kind of stuff, plus they have alcohol.
Which is never bad.
No,
and their desserts were pretty good. You guys had the chocolate spoon cake, which is delicious.
Yeah. A little different from what we thought it was, because I was thinking it was going to be one of those lava cakes, and that came out.
Yeah, I thought so too.
It was a very dense, like, dark chocolate cake.
It was good.
I'm definitely not feeling guilty for sneaking a couple bites.
Yeah. But we went, and we did that last week, and then we went to, we went to Build-A-Bear. And we had been talking about Build-A-Bear for, like, 2 months before. Because we were so freaking jazzed about going to Build-A-Bear for our anniversary. And we went to the one up at Mall of Georgia, and I don't care if I'm trashing them, because we were pissed off. We got there at like 8:25, and the screen, it's in the mall, and that screen was two-thirds of the way down. I was like, fuck.
Remember that night, though.
But still, regardless, it's in the middle of the holiday season. The hours were posted online.
But this may have also been a corporate thing. Corporate comes, the district manager calls up and says, "Okay, it's the weather's. They have inclement weather. Get the people out of
there." Well, honestly, though, we were devastated. I felt like shit. I didn't cry or we didn't. We weren't that big of weenies, but I was just.
But
like,
you went the next day, didn't you?
We did. We went to a different store. Yeah, and I got an owl named Athena. And who did you get?
I got a wolf.
Named?
Fenris.
Yay.
For a second.
not Wolfie. Yeah. Well, not Wolfie.
I call him Wolfie.
Yeah, Wolfie. Okay. Wolfie or Fenny.
Well, he's also named the Nerf gun. So.
And Athena is Allie. And then we actually celebrated. We actually gave each other our presents for Yule. Because I was, that's kind of always been my thing, is like Yule is for us and then Christmas is for the family.
Right.
So we went out and watched the eclipse. And he, oh my God, I asked him, I was like, put a couple of candles out there. Well, he went and got like just tons of candles because we had them all over the house and it was like beautiful. It was like magical outside. And he put our, the wolf and the owl together, like they were cuddling. And so I got a couple pictures of them. And we went out there and had hot cider with spiced rum, Kraken spiced rum.
Wow. Which may have to pick up a bottle of that.
Yeah, I'm thinking we need to.
Because I keep hearing everybody talking about it. So.
And no, I will not make fruitcake with this one.
No, that's just for, honestly.
How much of that spiced rum had been sitting there since two birthdays ago?
I know.
It would be a really good, just like a sipping rum. Like Amber was talking about the rum that she really likes, and this would be a good sipping rum.
Well, the joke's been, I finished off, all the rum was gone because I made fruitcake.
All the spiced rum. We still have a 2/3 of a bottle of the 90 proof coconut rum.
Ruin my jokes. Ruin my fun.
But yes, we exchanged presents. We already got our presents.
Put the lip up.
Which I got a new battery for my laptop, which it was
dying.
Which
is so romantic.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yes. No, seriously. What's romantic is me not screaming at the laptop every time I accidentally pulled the cord out and it shut down. I got an awesome pair of slippers, like way nicer than I would have bought for myself. Like, really. Which I work from home, so I wear slippers like all the time, right. So it's really a big deal for me.
So you need good ones.
Yeah.
Plus, or they kind of got you can like wear outside and take your dogs. Yeah. So I mean, that's always a good thing. Just exactly. On that. Just because you do tend to get up in the middle of the night having to let the doggies out
3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And then I got the Blu-ray for Kick-Ass. So I'm pretty jazzed about that. So. Cool. And then Joe got a Zombie Joe's pick apart bowling shirt.
Yeah.
And a bottle of caffeine.
Yeah.
Yeah, of powdered caffeine and the trapper hat that we got you the week before.
Yeah.
And he's getting another one tonight. Should I tell you what it is since it's already past Yule?
You want?
You'll probably be getting the Blu-ray of Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, okay.
So, cool. I didn't think you'd hate that.
No.
Yeah. But he got for us and here's your chance to
Gunny. Laser tag set.
Yeah. And he's been shooting the dogs, and they just sit there and look at him like, "What? Why are you shooting?" Yeah.
What
and
are you just doing?
Shoot them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just find it how funny that it's.
See. Isn't that adorable?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's precious.
How many? He needs to record that and make a mix.
Right. So. Right.
I'm done.
But how many, ever since the first set of the World of Wonder, you know, because it used to be...
Yeah.
The first sets went out of business. That, like,
the chest,
yeah.
Yeah, the chest.
And how that went out of business and how many different versions of laser tag has come out since then.
With these, when you shoot them, there's that red dome light on the top.
Everything's in the...
That,
Yeah, well, that's what they've been doing, you know. I think the electronics are brands.
Because
we used to do that when I was in Starfleet.
Mm-hmm.
We went, and it was at Worlds of Wonder. The laser tag stuff was going out of business, so we all went to K&B because they had like a shitload of them.
Okay,
and we
nice.
Used to do one of the guys in Starfleet had an office that we could get into.
Oh, it was the same place. Would be sweet.
Yeah, because what it was, they used the conference room for the Wednesday staff meetings for the heads of the departments. And then we'd also use it for laser tag, because basically what it was, you had a little reception area, two very long hallways, which when the lights were off and you just had the emergency light, the exit lights on, you had that red, and then that opened up into a big cubicle area.
Sweet.
Yeah, and then it opened into a big cubicle area. So we'd just basically turn out all the lights and run around.
Our new office that we're going to be moving into next month would be sweet for that. Yeah. I've seen the floor plan.
Is it open? Like, could you get in now?
No, there's still
a cube set up.
Because I don't know if you noticed, I have a laser tag.
Yeah. We have exactly 1 month until we're moving, and we're still working on getting everything ready, so it's not done yet.
So we're probably just gonna. I was telling Adam Kara, we're just gonna go into the woods and act like savages.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, that sounds like fun too.
That does.
So we're jazzed.
Because it would be kind of because we got because I still have the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Because we that's what we did because they were cheap. It was like $5 for the gun.
Wow.
And the gun came with like the chest thing, and that, and we had too many people who would cheat. Okay. There were several people who would cheat because you would sit there and you would laugh after you'd been like knocked out. You'd be sitting there, and all of a sudden you'd hear somebody turn off and turn the thing back on, so they'd have the six lives back again.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's not
so good. Then we started getting the hats. That way you couldn't like run around covered up the chest thing. So we had the hat so you could get shot in 360.
Okay.
And they were also, we were trying to do stuff like, they bought these black, like, navy hats. Mm-hmm. They were like uniform hats.
Okay.
That they were, people were modding up to where they were like cutting out the circuitry to the hat and then putting them in the black hats.
Okay.
Because I think we were trying to get up like a laser tag team.
Mm-hmm.
To go and play other ships and stuff like that.
Have you ever been to Cusar?
Yes.
Okay, is it fun?
I love Cusar.
Really?
My church youth group actually did a lock-in there one time.
Oh, nice.
So we had the entire place for the night.
See, I've never been. And, yeah.
Well, there are two places now over here. Cause there's Cusar, and then there's Laser Quest or something like that.
I think that's the name, Laser Quest. Yeah, which is basically in an old movie theater.
Yeah,
it's
basically
an
old Simplex Odeon that used to be over in Mall Corners.
Oh no, shit!
Yeah, okay. That's now laser tag place. Yeah, it's a laser tag place.
Can we bring our own guns?
No, you have to play. Yeah, you play with our own stuff.
I'm down for paintball. Like anytime anybody wants to go for paintball, because I want to actually get shot with shit. I want something to hit my body. That's just, you know. I'm like, yeah, I know. That actually came out wrong. But, no, I love the idea of, you know.
Laser flogger.
No, I'd like to actually, you know, where you know.
Right.
You know.
Oh, no, I've been shot with a semi-cold paintball thing that didn't explode. That hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've told this story. Sister surprised my brother-in-law with a paintball gun.
Mm-hmm.
Basically faked him out because there was like one left and she had already grabbed it, and then he came back over and saw there was none on the shelves. And he got a little disappointed.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. No. So she got a box and put a weight in it.
Oh,
and then had him open it. He was like, what's this? It's heavy. And there was a paintball gun. So we went and played with it outside, and then we gave the gun to my sister, and she's like, me and the brother-in-law went, oh no, she's got a gun, and went running away, and she pegged me right here. And the ball didn't explode.
Yeah.
Right in the back, basically at the base of the skull where it meets the
nice.
The neck. Those paintball thingies hurt.
Yeah, and it didn't explode. So.
Ouch.
So it was basically like getting hit with a very large.
Did you like walk around in circles for a couple weeks after?
No.
Didn't do any permanent damage.
No, it didn't do any permanent damage.
Good.
It just hurt.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah, I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, and she's listening now, so you tripped.
No.
Yeah, she tripped.
She's got me convinced.
Nope, she tripped.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. This has been a running thing since we were kids.
Uh-huh.
We used to live in this cement block house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those ones where the actual front door was not the door we always used to get in and out of the house. It was the one off the kitchen.
Okay.
And it had, when you came out, there was a small cement, like, little thing, and then had stepping rocks going. Okay. Well, of course, me and my friend used to pick on her. The name we used to call her was It.
Okay.
That was our, It.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
my
she was,
well.
Yes. So, how would you know? You know, you are the older brother.
Shut up.
So, what it was is we didn't want her tagging along with us. So when we ran out the kitchen door, we took a hard left to go around and back of the house and kind of hide. She didn't see us and went straight and then tripped over a rock.
Mm-hmm.
And then proceeded to go into the house and tell my mom that we pushed her down.
And you guys were like long gone by that time.
Yeah, we weren't anywhere close to her.
Aww.
And so the running thing has been that she says, I pushed her, and I said, no, you tripped.
Yeah.
We're convinced that's going to be our headstones.
Okay. I was like the one I told you I was sick. That's what I want on mine. Yeah. Well, I'm being cremated, so.
Oh, and by the by, I am not actually taking sides in that story.
Yeah.
I flip back and forth every few years just to mess with both of them.
Right, yeah. An angel will do. Will do. hey, did you trip?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Makes me feel like a member of the family when they.
Oh yeah. Me. Oh, Thanksgiving. She got an earful of some of our adventures is growing. You know.
See, my sister and I, we always get along. We never had any like little issues like that. We never argued or anything. I mean, but it was kind of us against the world sometimes.
Right.
My family's fucking crazy. We don't have any of those little sibling spats because we got along great. We had a great time.
Yeah. Well, it's also it's the boy girl thing and all that. Yeah. You don't want your little sister tagging along.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when she follows you around when you're walking the neighborhood with your girlfriend.
Yeah. I never minded. We're always
I've got plenty of scars that prove sisters can be just as bad.
Yeah.
Especially when the younger one grows claws.
Well, yeah, my ex, she did not get along with her sister at all. And my sister and I would fight. We were play fighting. We were just being little jerks and just goofing off and we weren't really hurting each other. We were just,
don't stupid. Get me wrong. Me and my sister have always been the best of friends.
Yeah.
But when we fought, it could be epic.
Yeah.
My sister was a biter.
Yeah. Oh, my sister, she kicks.
Yeah.
So like from the thighs down, watch yourself. Like guard, seriously, because you'll just whoosh, and then you're down.
My sister was a scratcher. I was a kicker.
Yeah.
I learned that, guys have it bad when they get kicked.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as bad for girls.
Yeah.
Ouch. I kind of regret doing that to my sister.
Yeah.
A little.
Kicked her in the taco.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I did.
And Phantom's an only child, so he's... Yeah, he beat up on himself. By me. Yeah. My life was good. my parents spent all their attention on me.
Hey, I'm the oldest of three, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
We're still putting the last one through high school.
Oh. So, we had a couple of things we wanted to talk about.
Right.
First of all, we did get a response from our friend R. On the, we had put a call out for, things that you might like to hear as far as
recurring segments.
Yeah. He had a brilliant idea. I loved his idea, which is to have a man on the streets asking people questions.
Yeah.
Questions. Asking people questions.
I question you.
And, I've been spending some time thinking question.
About that. Would be that. The question asking people.
Well, the two people that would be most likely our man on the street are very shy. And I'm looking at you two.
Oh, I know you are.
So I had a thought, and you agreed that, do we have any volunteers? Who wants to do a little bit of a segment, where you just ask people kinky and or geeky questions.
Right.
Randomly.
Just being able to get away with it, just walking up to random people doing it. My idea was ask a waitstaff.
Yeah.
And
because we go out to dinner every time.
Yeah, we go have dinner beforehand, and we both have iPhones that we can, have voice recorders. And,
right.
They actually have, I think Unique Geek actually sells a little mic you can put on your thing to where it makes it a little easier to make voice recordings that.
Yeah, it's mine actually is
$12.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking it makes it a little easier, makes it seem a little more official.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's
good point. $12. I was thinking about getting it anyway. It's one of those interesting little things.
Yeah, I don't know how fun that would be to carry, around.
No! We're talking about the mic. It's about as big as a pin.
I thought about getting one for my iTouch because it comes with the voice memo thing, but it doesn't have a mic, so you can't actually use it. But if you get this and hook it in, suddenly there's an app that I can use.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it literally is basically the size of about a lima bean, maybe, or a big lima bean. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not like you're getting a big, you're not getting the big rock band mic sticking in people's face.
Which would actually be kind of fun.
Although that would be kind of getting
phallic.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about getting that with the little thing on the sides. It had the Kinky and the Geek logo, and there's a Kinky and the Geek.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Like a news thing.
Parker mic.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. Actually, wasn't there a Tom Green where he would interview people and he'd keep getting the mic closer and they'd like rub it on their faces? Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like something he'd do,
Yeah, it was like just wildly uncomfortable to watch, but it was great.
A lot of what he did
was just crazy uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but he... Hilarious.
Yeah.
For me, it was a hit and miss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although
yeah.
I will tell you, I was very moved by the whole... Well, where he did the whole thing with... when he had the cancer scare.
Testicular
cancer.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy, you know, to be that young and go through all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not talk about it. Okay, so we've actually been... We've got a show. Like we're, you know, trying to take over the brew store as quickly as possible. And so we've been watching Brewmaster on Discovery Channel. And you guys said you haven't seen it?
We haven't seen it, but we've seen the commercials.
Yeah.
The spit beer.
Right, Chicha.
Yeah, I was like, eh?
Yeah, I don't see us making that one.
I mean, alcohol kills any of the germs that's going to be in it.
I don't care. Yeah. It's still, I know. There's the concept of drinking someone else's spit.
No, I'm with you. And you can, the enzyme in the saliva is amylase enzyme. You can buy that powder.
Yeah, you can buy that.
You can buy it. So I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
Although the ancient Egyptian one that I saw in the commercial seems interesting.
It was really interesting. And the New Zealand one, of course, I had super interest in.
Of course. You probably nutted up watching him in New Zealand.
Oh, God, I did. Yeah.
Break out the vibrator, just go to town.
Phantom will tell you, like, every time New Zealand comes on, I'm like, oh, it really looks like that.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. But
Let's go Hobbit Town, where you're gonna watch them castrate sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were there. We could have taken a tour of you know, a bunch of the places they run a tour. But it was like $300 and New Zealand dollars are like, you know, that was like 500 US, so.
I don't think this is actually, it's called Hobbiton, but I don't think it has had anything to do with the initial,
where they did the Shire,
but it's like a working sheep farm.
Mm-hmm. We just all got a kick out of the flyers at Dragon Con one year.
Okay. Yeah.
Because wasn't there actually a picture of them castrating?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Those flyers definitely made the rounds that year.
Yeah. Somebody brought it for somebody, I think is what it was, for the Need Coffee people.
Actually, I tell you, kind of on a geeky thing, they've got an Amazon camp a la Xena. Oh. And we were this close. We were like really thinking about it. It's a week long and it's... You go and you live in this camp as Amazons, and I'm like, I'm trying to. She was 360. No, well, I mean, she had already lost some weight by the time we got there, but I was like, yeah, some leather.
Yeah.
Yeah, scantily clad. I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, that was always the thing. Yeah. Me and Lex were always the one, you know, because when we were clubbing and being into like the industrial goth scene, kind of, the idea of having like the leather or pleather pants was.
Harnesses.
Well, no, just the pants themselves with some kind of, you know, like t shirt, you know.
Yeah.
But it was, I think that's when we came up with the rule of just because they make it in your size doesn't mean you need to be wearing
exactly,
it.
Exactly, exactly.
And, yeah.
We've had that discussion about latex before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was also the O'Shea spandex to polyester rule that if you were are over a certain size, the fabric store should automatically be... obligated to sell you polyester and not spandex. Because you see a lot of the people at Dragon Con run around in spandex that really shouldn't be wearing spandex.
Yeah. You know, although I had a friend who was like really kind of offended almost by a woman who was an older woman who had a nice body.
Right.
Maybe a little bit of chunk on her, but not a big deal. Who wore a Wonder Woman costume. And he was like, she's too old to do that. And like, you know what, fuck it. She wants to wear Wonder Woman, you know, let her at that's it. Yeah.
At least long as she's not like, oh, what was I watching? Where they had a woman who's actually had plastic surgery to make herself look like Lucy Lawless.
Who wouldn't, really?
Yes, but she wasn't in...
Didn't work.
Okay.
Maybe that was on that fandom thing that Bruce Campbell did on the on the Evil Dead the one that comes in the Necronomicon. There's a set that he did. There's a documentary he did on fandom.
Oh, nice!
And I don't know if that was it or something.
You should look for that.
Yeah, well, they sell them. You can actually go to I know like Best Buys and stuff. They actually sell the there's a 2-pack.
Okay.
Actually, they where it's Evil Dead 1 and 2 that both come in Necronomicons.
Yeah. Okay.
Didn't know they still made the one that came in the big phone book.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Sweet.
Because the thing is that was one thing when it came out on Blu-ray, that documentary is not on the Blu-ray. It's only on the only place I know of, it's in the one that comes in the Necronomicon.
Okay. Yeah, we haven't taken that. But so yeah, so we're going back to Brewmaster. We're really into beer right now, which is weird because I've been doing this for so long. But yeah, just trying to show him all about it and everything. He's getting all perky about it. So we're like trying to revitalize the shop and come up with like marketing schemes and shit. So we're becoming beer geeks.
All right. Well, you can come up with such interesting combinations of flavors when it comes to beer.
Yeah.
You'd be very experimental.
Well, I mean, even if you don't add any fruit or spice or anything, just with the malts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's just so much you can do with it.
We actually had a guy, and he's one of my regulars, who brought me a... He doesn't really make anything true to style, but it was... he always does the same, like, 12-pound base of pale malt, which is pretty standard.
Right.
But then... He used a half a pound of just another malted barley and a half a pound of rye, which gives kind of a dry, spicy flavor. And he used these hops, Citra hops, which have a citrusy currant flavor. And it was like the best freaking beer. Yeah. So we're all perky. We're thinking maybe about entering some brewing contests.
Right.
And going out to all the things and printing up some t-shirts and things and trying to get real crazy about marketing.
Yeah, get a better internet presence. And
newsletters that's and first. Yeah, we're gonna start doing newsletters. So yeah, if anyone wants a home brewing supplies newsletter, give us a yell. So
it would be nice to be able to keep really it.
Cheap. Yeah,
and, you know, this becoming because you get it successful enough, mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about a chat job.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And, yeah.
Because the guy who owns Galactic Quest, I remember when he was telling us, you know, buy stuff because someday I want to be able to raise a family on this store. And guess what? He's doing
it.
He owns two stores and has a family and is...
That would be our ideal store, but I know it's hard to like really make like a really good living.
It right now, from what everybody talks about, the comic industry is when it comes to it, because they're sliding more and more towards trades. Not as much ebooks, but they're writing more for the trades.
Yeah.
They're focusing more on the trades than the actual single floppies.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wonder. he looked at Aruka.
Yeah. Floppy.
Single floppy.
Floppies. That's the derogatory term.
Is it?
Isn't it floppy for comic books?
I don't know.
Well, so. So I have to wonder, honestly, how many people are buying their comics on the iPad and on the Nook Color and everything now that that's available?
Yeah, the only thing is like DC right now doesn't have a very big presence on. Marvel does.
Yeah,
Marvel jumped with both feet, not even looking, when it came to an internet presence.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense because even if it is the wave of the future, I mean, it sucks for the small comic book stores.
Right.
However, they're making money.
Yeah,
they're not worried necessarily about the small comic books.
Yeah, well, you're going to see them, because you see this with more comic books, you start seeing more and more towards, like, collectibles.
Right.
And role-playing stuff.
Right.
And things like that.
Right.
And games. And there are still people,
like card games, like we play board games, so.
So, yeah, because you start seeing more and more of that. I mean, I can tell you right now, there are probably very few just straight comic book shops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where Opens they sell actually nothing has but. A great great gaming section.
It's small, but they've got a little really cool.
Yeah, they've got a great.
But see, that seems to also be because all the gaming stores have gone away. It seems like.
Yeah, the gaming pit's still there and seems
but,
to be.
Yeah, but, they're, but I'm talking about like also because that one seems to be strictly. Magic card games and board and the hardcore collectible card games and the hardcore board games.
Well, they take places like the War Room.
Yeah,
Sword of the Phoenix.
Yeah, and Warhammer fans are going to keep Games Workshop in business for God knows how long.
Because it's expensive as hell to play that game to begin with.
Yeah.
But I'm talking also like the role playing.
Yeah.
You know, places like
books and
Yeah, dice.
Well, the war room didn't just focus on that, but they had a great role-playing section, but they also had the huge Warhammer. They actually had a big thing to where you could go in and play Warhammer, and they were, like, model kits out the ass.
Oh, yeah.
Figures and stuff like that. Yeah, it's kind of a shame the shop went out of business, but it's...
What is there? There's one in Swanee, too, that looks pretty good.
I don't know.
I keep driving by it and I haven't gone in.
Okay. I don't know about that one. Yeah. But yeah, when it comes to your RPG supplies, you're either going online or you have to find a comic book shop that carries them. And not all comic book shops carry a big... Right. Because, there's only so much inventory you can carry.
Oh, sure. And I imagine, a lot of your movable inventory would be the things that come out every week
but there's also a case where
you may buy a game that's just there for 6 months.
Well, there's also stuff like, with Titans, when you have three or four shops, you can kind of spread the inventory out.
Right.
And then if, say, the guy in Duluth doesn't have them, he can call up the one in Smyrna and go, hey, I need... blank, could you guys send it over?
Right.
Or they could order it from their supplies.
And I love Odin's, man. They'll order anything. And
You won't find a comic book shop unless you find someone who it's run by comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And which used to be the way comic book shops seemed to be. Mm-hmm. You walked in and you had the surly jackass behind the counter.
A lot of people say that about Oxford.
Yeah, there is.
I've heard so many complaints on them. They've always been nice. Yeah.
I've had nice people. Speaking from a person who grew up in Oxford Comics, almost literally, I spent years. Mm-hmm. There were a few of them that were the surly. What are you doing down here?
Yeah,
they got because they got used to me because I was there all the time.
I don't know. I tend to not need help anyways. I won't ask if I need help. I'll just keep looking until I find something.
Right. Yeah. But then again, you get that kind of attitude no matter what. I mean, I'm sure there are probably people who run brewing supply stores that look down on you if you're just the average Joe walking in off the street.
When we first opened up, there was a guy. I don't know if I should say. Well, he's out of business. He ran a store called Amber Waves. And the guy was like, if you don't brew from all grain with whole hops, you are shit. You are like a worm.
Right.
And he wouldn't even carry any of the lower end stuff on his shelves because he was a brewing snob.
Right.
And so he was such a dick about it that all of his customers came to us and he went out of business and we're still here. I mean, this was like 10 years ago. So.
And I think that's why I wouldn't be surprised why a lot of the comic book shops. Mm-hmm. Have closed up. It's not just the fact that comics are going downhill and that's mine. Which is strange because I don't get any signal back here yet. I just got an email alert.
I get it sporadically. Yeah.
But yeah, because you would get that snobby. You don't know your comic books. Why are you in here?
Right.
You know thing. But now also with the price that it's gotten, there are comic books that are closing the single copy, the monthly titles that are almost $5 a pop.
Yeah. Right.
And that's just...
Yeah, I mean, it was just breaking four when I was buying them, and that was maybe 3 years ago.
That's why I started... I mean, I always thought it was kind of stupid to get trades, if you buy the singles, but it got too expensive to try to keep it up monthly. That's why I buy Walking Dead in trades.
See, I'm bad about... So if anything's like a pain in my ass, I'm bad about keeping up with it, so the trades are like the only way I want to go.
So, I'll read... I mean, I hate the fact that they'll write for the trades now, because they'll take what may only be a good four-book story arc and stretch it to six.
Mm-hmm. So that they can make the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get the trades. I mean, it's especially good for people like us that sometimes can't make it to go pick up our pull box. Mm-hmm. We can just go get the trade later and it'll be there.
It's funny that you should mention the pull box because I was actually thinking about that on the drive over, as you do. How long do they keep a pull box for you? Because I was thinking, it really sounds like a terrible idea, considering inventory, to tie up your inventory.
Like well, it really depends, because what you're doing is you've got, I think what it is when you have pull boxes, you have a certain number that you can basically, you have some that you can keep on the shelves that people will be able to walk in and buy.
Okay.
Just buying, you know, people who don't, but have those in the pull box. And, you know, you have people that will pick them up weekly. You have some people that will do it bi-weekly. There are some people that only do it once a month and just grab it all at once, you know, depending on how many titles they get.
Yeah.
So the pull box almost, I would say, I know you'd have to ask someone, but I wouldn't be surprised if you're it's a guaranteed 50 to 75 to 80% of what you have in there is going to buy. You know, you're selling it.
Yeah.
It's a guaranteed sell because these people want this title, so they're taking the time.
But you're also tying up your inventory. It's, I mean, as far as I know,
technically not, because they can order with that. You know, okay, we have this many pool boxes that have this title. Make sure we have this many that are specified for the pool box.
And then, get 5 or 6 extra or whatever.
And then
whatever,
you get your stuff for the store.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I was trying to think of that in terms of our store and you know, for us it wouldn't work, but, you know, it's a different thing.
It's, right, yeah.
It's we're not selling, you know, 15 small things to any one person, you know.
Right.
Right.
Plus everything, a lot of the stuff you have, especially grain-wise, is like a shelf life, so you can't really keep.
Yeah, we gotta sell it when we can.
Yeah, so it's not. I think something like a pull box is only really something you're gonna be able to do with like a comic book.
Yeah.
You know, or a bookstore or something like that. You know, where you can probably do that at a bookstore. Every time a certain author brings out a book, you know.
You have a list of people that you keep their copy and they can come in.
Well, that's pre-ordering,
too. Well, yeah,
that's
kind of pre-ordering, too. They've got reserve shelves, like at Borders, you know. Yeah. They've got the shelves that are filled up with, you know, and like if there's a book club that's reading a certain book, they order so many for the book club. And
right, and plus that stuff you can, and even the stuff in the inventory, if they don't pick it up, you can always put it back into circulation. Yeah.
Well,
and
I'm actually learning a lot about that.
They only hold for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, if you don't pick it up in like 3 months, they'll put it back, and it goes back into circulation. It's not like they keep it forever, no.
Yeah.
No. And there have been times I've gone to Galactic Quest looking for a certain thing, and he'll go and grab something out of a pull box, and he knows that person had, you know, if they hadn't picked it up after a certain while, they'll grab it and sell it. You know, so you've got someone standing in front of you.
Yeah,
with money.
With cash money, they're going to sell it to the person with cash money if you're not coming to pick up your box.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing we've got that kind of compares is like the wine kits. People order specialty wine kits because they want a certain type of wine, and we'll hold it 2 weeks. That's all you get, 2 weeks, and then it's back on the shelf. So.
Well, if you notice, they'll do that at grocery stores, too, because there's always a little... I know at our Publix, there's a place off to the side where it was stuff that people may have specially ordered that they didn't pick up, because they will do that if you're looking for a specific thing that they don't normally carry.
Yeah.
They'll order it, and if you don't come get it, they'll put it on these shelves, and you can go look and see what it is, and it's like, oh, okay, that's interesting. I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of grocery stores, we gotta go to Walmart tonight because I'm doing the bulk of my shopping. I got paid today, and this is the one Christmas check that I had to spend on Christmas presents.
Yeah, I did that yesterday.
I've got 2.5 days to do all my Christmas shopping, and I'm freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, I bought did 3 orders within a half hour on Amazon, and like they didn't let the last one go through. I guess Wachovia freaked out.
Yeah.
Someone stole his car and just buying up all this shit.
We've been broke, and we're just like ordering everything today because we both got paid. So yeah.
But yeah, I had some extra money show up and was able to finish up this one's Christmas. I had already gotten my niece and nephew something, and so I had to buy my sister and my brother-in-law stuff, plus I had bought her 3 things, and I didn't even get the stocking stuffer, so I was able to finish up that.
Yeah, I showed you guys his stocking stuffer, so.
I finished my Christmas shopping how many weeks ago?
She was pretty much done by, I think the only one you had to get was your...
my dad.
Your dad, but by Thanksgiving, the Friday after Thanksgiving evening, she was pretty much done.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But then again, I Christmas shop throughout the whole year. If I see something, I'll just grab it. I'll put it aside.
I always say I'm going to, and then I just, money stuff keeps coming up, and I just never do.
If I have the money and I can get it right then, you know, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, my sister's birthday present last year, I had it for a year.
No, oh wait, this year we got it in Helen.
Oh wait,
that's right. Yeah,
No, that wasn't this year's birthday. That was maybe a couple years ago.
We haven't given her that. Oh my God!
No. Her sisters is a couple of weeks after Dragon Con.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A lot of times
we will shop at Dragon Con.
Oh yeah, hell yeah!
Because my brother-in-law's birthday is 3 days before hers.
Okay.
They're exactly 3 days apart in age. It's kind of.
In fact, she got a Buffy spike. She got a Buffy steak.
My dad's Christmas present came
from Dragon Con. Yeah. Wasn't that my first Dragon Con?
Yep, you bought
But for my sister's birthday, I bought her a Buffy steak. They said Slayer down the side of it.
Nice.
She still has that on her dresser.
Nice.
In fact, I think it was at Halloween. They were dressed as a medieval slayer and her watcher.
Oh, okay.
And she was running around with the
great shot of that where she's got the thing and her husband's, fiance, you know, had his whole cape up with the hood down, and it's just a really great picture.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, it being September 10th, so it would be like perfect, but she's just not into anything.
Yeah.
So I always have to say reserve money.
Yeah, of course, this year I found that little blue panda in Helen.
We found it on our way out of Helen. Because
my sister collects blue glass stuff.
Oh, okay.
This wasn't actually blue glass, but it would go, and her nickname is Panda.
Okay, cool.
It must have been year before last, I don't know, something like that, but I'll do that, you know?
Yeah, it's the way to do it. And I swear, every year this time, I'm like, I'm starting in March next year, and I just never get around to it.
Because a lot of the bad times usually is because you'll see something, but you won't have the money for it, and then you forget about what it is when you have money.
Well, that shirt he's wearing, I had actually put that in my wish list because I was like, I've got to remember this.
Right.
Because it was so good. And I found that like in September, maybe.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
But then you got people like my dad who you'll find the perfect thing and he'll go out and buy it for himself before you can get to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, we're so bad about that too.
Yeah, there was a real danger we'll try to.
Yeah, you have to wait as close as possible for him. Otherwise, you're going to have gotten something, and lo and behold, he's already gone out and got it for himself.
Right.
Yeah, and that's
love your dad, but stop shopping.
They really should be,
I
was going to say, there really should be, especially Christmas, once it hits November 1st, you should not buy anything for yourself.
Right.
Unless it's like socks and underwear.
Tell him. Tell him that.
After November 1st, don't buy anything.
That happened to us last year. The water meats.
Yes.
The guy had a sale on their store, and so I ordered myself a little dragon key ring and this little plushie. It's called a water meat.
Okay.
It's a little thing you could get in there for your avatar, but they also had a plushie version.
Yeah, but they do sell the Gaia stuff. They actually sell real
like
life
Neopets.
Stuff.
Yeah. I've got a shit ton of Neopets plushies.
I bought myself one. I didn't say anything to him about it. So when my order came in. You know, there was my dragon, and there was a water meat.
Uh-huh.
Guess who had also ordered me one for, was it Christmas?
Ouch.
I walked into the bedroom, grabbed it, came back, threw it at her, and said, well, now you have a pair.
And I do.
Yeah.
And somewhere
one's
there's
a boy,
picture of me
girl.
Covering my boobs with them. Yeah. So, you know. Yeah. I kept them
Christmas
both.
For everyone.
One's a boy and one's a girl, and they're a happy little couple.
Do they make them collectible, where they only release so many?
I don't know. Why?
I should be ashamed to admit this. They only released so many. There was a Neopet called Naisha, and it was like a cat, you know, with a lot of tails, right? The Disco Aisha.
Yes.
They only released so many.
Yes.
I went on eBay, and I was so freaking obsessed with Neopets. I spent like $65 for a Disco Aisha, and then they like 3 months later released them as a standard
release,
like,
because it made money. I bet you. But what's interesting, I wonder if they still have it, but one of the things you could buy off of Gaia was the tentacle sleeve.
Not anymore.
Oh, they don't?
They're gone. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go get myself
It was a real life sleeve that turned your arm into a tentacle.
Cool. Oh, sweet.
I'd get that.
Yeah, have you guys seen actually on Etsy there's a tentacle wall hook? And it's like a super realistic. It's on a wooden plaque, and it's it's so realistic. A tentacle, and they're all different, and he'll do them all in these weird twisty, in different colors. Because they're $1,500.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, another thing that I saw on this last issue of Scary Sex Toy Friday, mm-hmm. which I love that blog. I go there every Friday.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's great. Okay.
Go ahead and throw out the URL.
Trying to remember the URL. I know it's on Blogspot.
Okay, so Scary Sex Toy...
Yeah, Scary Sex Toy Friday.
Okay.
And every Friday they present these absolutely, sometimes horrific sex toys.
Awesome.
Some of them, I look at them and I go, ooh, I want.
Yeah, like, exactly. One person's horrific is my intriguing.
This isn't one I wanted, but it's one they had on there that's kind of cool. Zombie dildos.
I've seen those,
but this last one, they actually had tentacle sleeves.
Okay.
They're not quite as nice as I don't think they're as nice. Although they actually have the sucker cups on them,
okay.
and you can get them either in the full opera glove length mm-hmm. or just wrist length ones.
Okay.
And they're actually pretty interesting.
You know, fulfill
your tentacle rape fantasies.
Actually, yes.
We were listening to a podcast. Was it Sarcastic Voyage?
Yeah.
Where they were talking about fetishes, and I don't think either of them are fetishy people. They were just kind of exploring different fetishes.
Right.
I had no idea
they
talked about
judging
sex
at all, but they're just trying to understand it.
They're day trippers. But they were talking about Bad Dragon, which is one of our favorites. They've got the dragon dildos. They've got the tentacle.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They've got the anthromorph, you know, the dolphin and the orca and the wolf.
Yes, the dolphin.
Obviously, we're very involved in the wolf dildo.
Somebody sent me the link, too. Okay. Yeah. I was like, okay, come on, people, no.
Yeah, but they were like, oh, my God, there's, like, actually a dragon dildo. And I'm like, that sounds awesome. I was like, I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah, I was looking at the tentacle ones.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, you know, if who cares what it's shaped like, you know? Seriously.
Well, I was just looking at them like, that's an interesting shape. That would be interesting.
Yeah. Well, our friend DS actually has quite a few of theirs, and they're really good. They're made of silicone. They're like high-quality, molded, crafted pieces.
Because they actually make some that they have a little tube that goes through them, and they will, they're actually self-lubricating.
Yeah.
So
I like those.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of fetish, bringing the worlds of sports and fetish together in one big creepy amalgam.
Yeah.
Yes.
It seems it's come out as of today. Well, okay, the story seems to go back at least till since September. Well, the head coach of the New York Jets,
Ryan.
He's a wild guy to begin with. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that talked a lot of shit before the Jets Patriots game, and then the Patriots proceeded to destroy the Jets something like high 30s to low 40s to 3.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, just
destroyed them.
Decimated them. It seems him and his wife share a fetish.
And all more power to him.
It seems that back in September, there was a YouTube user that went by the name of something like I Have Pretty Feet or I Have Pretty Toes or something like that. That had a slew of basically foot fetish videos, you know, high heels, socks, stockings, bare feet, all that kind of stuff, that seemed to have shared some of the same characteristics as one Michelle
Ryan,
who is Rex's wife.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it then comes that a video that was basically a role play video where Rex is behind the camera filming it to where his wife is in like a car on the side of the road, her feet hanging out the window, and he's playing a cop coming up to kind of see what's going on. And listening to the dialogue, it's just rather, you know.
Porny.
Extremely porny.
Yeah.
Especially when you're just being able to hear the video.
Right.
And it is just kind of funny where you're listening to these sports guys talking about about how, because, you know, we just had this year, you know, this is a year with, you know, filled with Brett Favre's penis.
Right, right.
And the and little now, midget that stands next to
it. The little midget that stands next to it to make it look bigger.
Okay.
That was a running joke.
We were sitting, night football group joke.
Okay.
Yeah. We were watching. It was the first time we did it. We ended up after the Falcons game. It was the Dallas-Minnesota game, and we were joking that every time they showed Brett Favre, we would. Oh, he found Gunny's twin.
Gunny too. Blue Gunny.
Blue Gunny and Silver Gunny.
Yeah. Blue Gunny's so, mine. He shouldn't be touching it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you touch his gunny. So, that's a whole different
thing.
That's
special quiet
thing, yeah.
time. This is
out in the open. Yeah, showing off the gunnies.
Yeah. He's double gunnying.
Yeah.
John Woo and the gunnies.
Yeah, John Woo and the gunnies. But,
yeah, the story goes.
Gunny and the killer.
Yeah.
Gunny and Gunny 2 and the killer. Gunny and Gunny 2 and Hard Boiled.
Nice.
Sorry.
He's the gunny man.
Gunny man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Gundam. Gunnydom.
Yeah.
Because that's her favorite. Gundam is her favorite.
Yeah.
Anime, so.
Well, Gundam Wing.
Gundam Wing, but yeah.
And you have to make the definition because there are lots of Gundam
I think there's
series.
About. Okay, I think there's like 1,500. I think there are like 1,500 different Gundam series out there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Which they actually have. It was Osaka.
Yes, they actually
have a life-size Gundam.
I've seen that.
Okay. Cool. Oh, okay.
Basically, you're sort of like the Robotechs, the huge robots.
Yeah.
Imagine that in real life.
Yeah,
that would be one of my stops if I ever got to go to Mecca, a.k.a. Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's
But yeah, so there's just been... It's just... But listening to these sports guys having to talk about it, because it really, you know, it's just... It's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's like I don't begrudge. I don't understand a foot fetish. I mean, I like a set of legs.
Fetish, yeah.
But you know, I like legs and I like seeing a girl in stockings and a, you know, and a garter belt and stuff. But I don't fetishize it. I guess is the way you say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't begrudge them if they both have it and they're having fun. More power to them.
More power to you that you found each other and you can enjoy something together. Great.
Well, and speaking
just
from
keep it off our airway, creepy fucker.
Well, speaking from you know, I mentioned I have played with foot fetishists. It's awesome having your feet just massaged and sucked. They're cool. It's not my fetish.
Right.
But there's nothing wrong with dating and or playing with
right.
fetishists because it doesn't suck.
Yeah, all that. I could go for that.
Yeah, it's not bad. I don't get it as far as like looking at feet and being turned on. It's not, you know, again, it's not my fetish.
But there's a lot of fetishes like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but the thought of somebody who would enjoy giving me a foot massage, I kind of like that.
Yeah, it doesn't suck.
If you need your feet rubbed, you all you have to do is ask.
Phantom is a killer foot massage.
Actually,
I'm
told.
Yeah, it's nice.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that was something I actually had to learn because my mom worked retail, and she ended up developing bone spurs, so she needed help. Helping with that, and having the calves tent. So it was something I had to do for her just because it was heller. And I did that.
Painful.
I would do that also after the cirrhosis kicked in and stuff like that. And
yeah.
Trying to blood circulation and getting that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. We also, I wanted to mention the B-Pals.
Yeah.
The newest, the limited edition on the B-Pals. Now, you've got that one, Vilf.
Vilf, yes. Vampire I'd Like to Fuck, which I really do like. It's an interesting scent.
Yeah, which is currently out of stock, I think, because they ran out of one of the ingredients.
Oh, that's right.
They had that one. Yeah, because they had a whole big thing.
They had a
discontinued
like 20.
One. Yeah, 20. Yeah. Like a long list of stuff.
Well, they now came out with Wilf, which is werewolf I'd Like to Fuck. The description is, because vampires aren't the only supernatural beings worthy of our amorous attentions.
True.
Warm fur coupled with red and black musk, vanilla bean, patchouli, champaca flower, juniper berry, chocolate peppermint, frangipani, brown sandalwood, fern top ash resin, and masola bark. Love and gratitude, so that's... You know,
right.
we're really...
That's interesting. The thing is, Truly tends to almost overtake a lot of the other stuff, yeah.
Well, it's got a good base of sandalwood and musk, too.
Right.
And peppermint. Peppermint tends to overtake anything. So it's got enough things that I think it can really balance.
Yeah.
They released one for the lunar eclipse, winter solstice lunar eclipse.
He's shooting off in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. He's taking both gunnies and he's in the bathroom having special
alone gunny time.
Yeah, yeah. By himself. Alone time. That's awesome.
Pew, 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 pew.
But the, the winter solstice lunar eclipse, and the last time that happened was like 400 and some odd years ago.
Right.
What?
I can't turn them down at all.
And that one, that loud.
That one is a voluptuous and brittle blend of lunar oils and white, shimmering with darkly glowing red musk, golden amber, black currant, patchouli, rose peppercorn, blackberry, ylang, and demonious polyberry. Yeah. White pine, winter rose, and myrrh. And then they've also got Wolf Moon, which is just the one I think we're going to get for us. I think Wolf is going to somebody else.
Right.
I wonder who that could be.
And we have a special crush on.
No one who listens to this podcast would ever know who that is.
He already knows, too. He was like, oh my god, did you see those scents? I'm like, ah, shit.
Yeah, doesn't that suck when you're trying to be special and then they screw it up for you?
That sucks.
I had bought the laptop battery.
Oh, yeah.
I bought the laptop battery like a month ago, and a week ago, she's like, man, I really wish I could buy another laptop battery, but I won't buy.
Third party.
I refuse to get
a
third party.
It needs to be Apple.
Like,
yeah. Fuck. Which is like 120, which I'll, never buy.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's working great, so, yeah. So it was still awesome. I still love it. So. Okay. Even though I was bitching.
That, but that's nice.
But Wolf Moon has the scent of unending, unquenchable hunger and feral madness, which, who couldn't use the scent of feral madness?
Right.
This is the dead of winter, a frozen night, chill wind, and the sharp, warm perfume of blood, fur, fang, and claw. Winter air, terebinth pine, black spruce, long dead maple leaves, juniper berry, dusty orris, deep amber, white sandalwood, brown musk, blue cedar, ambrette seed, benzoin, and tonka. So I think we're getting that one for us.
Yeah, so, I haven't ordered anything from B-Pals in a while. The last thing I got was the free stuff that Mr. Scott C got. Yeah,
which I've been enjoying.
Yeah,
was that after the will call that we went together?
Was it Dragon?
It was a Dragon Con, so yeah.
Yeah. When was the will call that we went to together?
That was beforehand because that's where I got the Cthulhu.
Okay.
Yeah, because that was Cthulhu like a week at Dragon Con or something. I want to say.
Because I was like. Phantom was here.
Yeah, it was before. Yeah, the weekend.
Here,
yes, it was.
Right.
He had just gotten here.
Okay, because I knew it was like around.
It was right there around this time.
Yeah, the Sergeant Wachowski, I think, was the last thing I got, and that was from the Witchblade.
Yeah.
Because he basically had all that stuff he gets to review for.
Yeah, we got Count.
Oh God.
Oh, we got Creepy
right.
from 09, which was awesome. Yeah, that was I also got
Band in Boston. That was the other
one.
I bought
O at the Will Call, which is my favorite. That is absolutely my favorite. That one's amber and vanilla, I think. Yeah, amber and honey.
Yeah, I got...
God, that's my favorite.
Yeah, I got the Cthulhu, which comes across on me very Irish springy, which I like because that's my favorite soap is Irish spring.
You know what? Come to think of it, can I get behind you? I brought eggnog. This is what I'm wearing today.
There's another bee pal that's very Irish spring, and I can't remember what it's called now.
Well, it's one of the Traveler, which is leather.
It's not that one, but yeah.
Well, I've been enjoying my 579. I mean, that's
what I got her for.
What
I got for your birthday. Mm.
Ooh, right?
That was your birthday.
Yes.
It fades really quick, though. That's the only thing.
Yeah, see, that's why I hate about the one, because I got one of the ones you gave me, which was Savine, which is different teas and leather.
You need the teas, Will. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like black tea, Earl Grey tea, and leather. It smells so good, but it fades so quick.
Yeah, and in any of the sweet foody ones, like I had Eat Me from that, Alice in Wonderland, and it did smell like, I think it was red currants and white sponge cake, and it smelled awesome for 2 minutes tops,
Yeah.
But yeah, this one fades. It's already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're getting close. We're at an hour 08.
Okay.
I'm going to put up some new stuff on the, I got some great shots of us tonight at Genghis Grill.
Right.
I'm going to put those up on the Facebook page, so go check those out.
Kicking the Geek podcast.
Yeah.
That's the what you have to look for.
Yeah. And, there's a new King Plus Geek out.
Yep.
Where you talk about award shows, right?
Yeah, basically award shows and how pretty much the geek genre is kind of gets shunned when it comes to them.
Yeah, okay. I keep hearing about the, what are they called now? Whatever the Spike TV had on.
Yeah, Spike Awards. Yeah, TV Awards.
I keep hearing all the shit about it, and I want to watch it, but I don't want to watch it because I don't want to see all that, but I want to hear about it, and I want to watch
it. Right, yeah. Oh, you can go online afterwards and do it. Yeah, they tend to focus more on It's kind of interesting how Spike is supposed to be kind of the manly show.
Yeah.
But when it comes, they have like the video game awards and they have like the comic book award, where it basically deals with the horror and science fiction and stuff like that. I actually went, I think it was A&E went part of that and looked and they had a list.
Mm-hmm.
And they also had a thing on genres.
Mm-hmm.
And how it's not just science fiction, and I brought this up, was just not just science fiction and fantasy, but like comedy is almost always. I think the biggest thing, and I didn't bring this up, but I've always thought it's very sad that Cary Grant never got an Oscar until he got the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Whatever that is. But yeah, you get some, like Kubrick didn't get snubbed when it came to 2001.
Okay.
I think A Clockwork Orange may have gotten nominated for something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when it comes to science fiction, fantasy, and horror, it always you get awarded the technical awards,
right?
The best sound design, best costuming, unless it's a period piece, yeah. Those always seem to win.
Elizabethan period piece,
they tend to take it. Anything English or French.
Yeah.
If you have something that is cool, science fiction or fantasy, that would get costume design.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a either English or French period piece, you might as well just give it up because that's going to be the one that ends up winning it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when it comes to Best Picture, if you're up against someone with a disability or dying, you know who's going to get it. I mean, it really does seem that way.
Yeah. So go check that out. King Plus Geek 4. Yeah, go check out kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com.
Yes.
And the Facebook and our Twitter, et cetera.
And our Skype.
Yeah, which we still got voicemail on.
Right.
So, leave us voicemail by all means. Is there anything else? Do you guys have anything you need to pimp?
Pimp?
Nothing
to think of.
Not right now. There is something I want to pimp. You have been doing... Every day.
Yeah, do that tonight too.
Yeah, he's been recommending a Christmas album every night, or every day for the past for
he's
December.
Doing the 20. Yeah, he's doing basically the 25 days.
He's found some really great albums. You've dug up some really good stuff.
Yeah, I've always been sort of a collector of Christmas records.
Yeah, what is your favorite one that you've found so far? I would say the most interesting was Sixpence None the Richer.
Yeah, it was. That was neat. Probably my most favorite has always been the Squirrel Nut Zippers album.
I've seen them live 3 times. They were amazing. I spent a New Year's Eve and a Christmas watching with Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Actually, they've had a live album that just came out, so they might be back together.
I hope so. They put on a hell of a live show. If you ever get a chance to see it.
Okay.
Because we actually went to, it was... a New Year's Eve show playing the Roxy.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
Which is a small venue, which is a nice little venue in Danzig. Buckhead. Yeah.
New Year's Eve last year, I saw Gogo Bordello in Philly.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
And the other 2 times I've seen them was once at Music Midtown.
Mm-hmm.
They were the second to last on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Basically got to see, it was Bare Naked Ladies and then them.
Oh, sweet.
And then we went to, it was a Christmas, one of these special radio Christmas shows with 99X, mm-hmm. Jingle Balls or Bells or whatever it is. Yeah. It was the Cardigans, Bare Naked Ladies, and the Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Very cool.
And what was, the Bare Naked Ladies portion was one of those ones where everybody kind of is always talked about, because what happened is their lead singer had to fly back to Canada because his wife went into labor, and they had to change up the entire show.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe they opened with a song that the other singer made up because he was pissed because he didn't get to go to the Vortex to have his Vortex burger that he loves to have every time he comes to Atlanta. Yeah.
Okay.
So he had a pissed off, I can't go get my Vortex burger song.
Okay.
They actually had, what was it? The drummer actually came out to do something, and I can't remember what it was. They did When Doves Cry. I think that's what they opened with, When Doves Cry.
That's hard to imagine how they would do that.
They did it, and they rocked it. And then when they did Old Apartment, which was the hit at the time, they actually got audience members to come up and sing. They had a different audience member sing a different verse.
Okay.
And the guy they got to sing it came out and just blew the audience away.
Okay.
And the girl who came up next, there was nothing she was gonna, there was nothing she was gonna do. Squirrel Nut, if you get a chance to see Squirrel Nut, if you get a chance to see Bare Naked Ladies, because not only are they really good musically, they've got great stage banter. I have to say the top three to go see in concert for me has been Squirrel Nut, Bare Naked Ladies, and Mighty Mighty Boston's.
Okay. See, and I would put Reverend Horton Heat.
I've only seen them once, and I saw them at it was the brouhaha they had at the one they did at the airport. The one they did they did one at that was also the ones where they had the cramps was the headliners.
Oh, I would love to see the cramps.
Yeah, when I saw them, they had the Super Suckers with them. So that was neat.
I have not seen the cramps. I'm trying to think.
Not going to see them now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the only bands that I've seen twice or more than once. I've actually seen Reverend Heat like a few times, but and then White Zombie. They put on a great show.
What was it? Multiple. I've seen Squirrel Nut, Mighty Mighty Boston's multiple times. Well, twice. I've seen Bare Naked Ladies twice. I've seen Stabbing Westward twice.
Okay.
Both in small venues.
Okay. Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. I'm just
gonna throw up my emo band.
All right. Before we shut. The one group you've been wanting to see forever but never got to go see.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Black Keys.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, Black Keys, they're always, whenever they come, I never have any money. Would fucking kill to see Black Keys.
More. That wasn't enough.
Yes.
No, it just drives me crazy. It's been a source of frustration.
These Smashing Pumpkins or Linkin Park. Okay. I gave up going to a Linkin Park concert to go to my uncle's wedding. Okay.
And you're still a little pissed off about it.
As the after effects, yes.
Yeah.
I can tell my sob story of how James Brown was in town on my birthday.
No shit.
Playing. And I didn't go. And like 2 years later, he died.
Oh.
I'm like, fuck you, sucks. James Brown.
It wasn't his fault. I'm sure he didn't plan that.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah, but you got to be pissed off at somebody.
Yeah.
May as well be pissed off at the dead guy.
Yeah. I'm not a real big live guy. I don't, like, look. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's people I'd love to see.
You're not big into crowds.
No, that's true.
Yeah. But you'll go with me to see the Black Keys if we ever have money when they're here.
Go with me to see P-Funk again when they come to town.
I've actually saw P-Funk, but without George. It was just part of the Funkadelic.
George is there with a song, not. I'm pretty sure it was.
Oh, in fact, the other one I've seen twice. That's Bad Religion.
Okay. Nice.
Polyphonic's Free. I've always heard they put on a credible show.
I can see that.
The one I wanted to see for years and never got to go see was Susie and the Banshees.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I learned about Susie and the Banshees in 86.
Well, are the Creatures still together?
I don't know.
Okay. I think she's doing her solo stuff now.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, every time Susie and the Banshees came, and then they broke up, and I was like, "Fuck!"
That's kind of like me with Dead Can Dance. But I think Lisa Gerrard may still be doing a lot of solo stuff. So
yeah, I think my friend Angel's her was always this was kind of what brought me up because we always had hers was Social Distortion. She never got to go see Social D.
Mm-hmm.
Social D every time she ended up missing.
See, most of the bands I saw were metal. Like, I saw, like, Metallica or Sepultura or White Zombie a couple times. Or Danzig. Or mine were all, like metal. I never really saw anyone Ramstein. Who wasn't. I would so go with you.
I don't even know if they're still. I guess they're still together.
I would like to see Reverend again.
Reverend's always good. He's touring
every 5 minutes.
So yeah,
he'll get that chance.
Yeah.
It'll be playing the same set list.
It was one just yeah. No, sometime this year we were yeah. Because I found out because we talked about.
Yeah.
About it before.
And then we were
We were both broke or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad thing because I get Ticketmaster updates on my email and I'll see stuff come in. It's like, fuck.
I actually stop emails because I was like,
although the scary thing is they've actually got a New Kids on the Block Backstreet Boys tour.
Yes. Okay. I'll be home for that.
That's an audience loaded with cougars.
You're into the New Kids?
I'm not a cougar, but
I would love that ticket.
Oh. Yeah, my sister was, she was a big New Kids fan, so.
There were so many.
I was also like eight at the time. You gotta remember.
There were so many concerts that as a kid I wish I could have gone, because they used to do, Amnesty International used to do a tour. Mm-hmm. This was when I was in high school, where they had a billing that it was Peter Gabriel, U2, and The Police.
Wow. Oh, sweet.
Yes. And it was one of those things where they would rotate who would be the headliner.
Mm-hmm.
And being Atlanta, U2 was the headliner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I was a huge police fan.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just thought of someone else, but he's in jail now. Or getting ready to go to jail is Willie Nelson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would fucking love to go see Willie Nelson. Because he's not going to be around. He's up there.
I don't know. He still seems to be kicking it.
I'm not saying he's winding down.
Yeah, I've seen him on.
I'm wondering if he and Keith Richards are sharing some secrets.
Yeah. I mean, eternal. Yeah. Yeah. For
and
sure.
That's why Keith Richards can be killed with conventional weapons.
I'm so glad he's going to be the next Pirate movies.
Oh, is he?
Yes. He'll be in there. Cool. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we tried to quit
10 minutes ago. Holiday double-length special.
Yay!
Double album, Franklin Comes Alive, Kinky the Geek, come alive!
So I'm going to try really hard to get this out by Christmas. And if I don't, I'm really sorry, but you guys be safe for the holidays.
Yes.
And,
It'll kill your family.
Yeah, be happy and warm and safe and well-fed and try to be nice.
Designated drivers are not a wimpy thing.
Right. Yeah, crawl. You know, push them up. Whatever. So you guys be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yay!
Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.